All right, I guess we'll get into the political meat of the show today.
Mm-hmm.
So we've talked about, and we brought this up before, about the conservatives have the good old days type of attitude.
Yeah.
So we're not exactly sure what they mean, like, you know, hating black people, what, you know, whites and blacks being segregated, or...
They like they have this over-idealized notion of what things were like way back when.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what they're missing. They're really, I think it's pining for their own lost youth as much as anything else.
Yeah, that's part of it. Or, you know, the days where you could beat your wife and no one would say anything.
Yeah. Well, just move to Texas.
Yeah. But we have a few things, I guess. We're going to compare 1950 versus 2010. Well, the first thing I just kind of mentioned already is, in the 50s, there was still white and black segregation.
Yeah. Darkies were in their place, god damn it.
So how can
and
you...
I can... There is a certain... if you know what your place is, remember that Dr. King got an awful lot of resistance from the black community as much as from the whites, because everybody knew where they stood, and here comes some young Turk messing everything up. Even if you had nothing to lose... or nothing, very little to lose, and a whole bunch to gain, people are afraid of losing what little they got. Plus, people don't like that uncertainty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like pretending that they know who the enemy is, or even if you are the enemy, people like to know where they stand.
Yeah, it's a little more comforting knowing. And
yeah, even if you're getting shit on, it's comforting. You know, what's going to happen if you're not getting shit on?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so now, go to 2010. Mm-hmm. This is like having a time machine, isn't it? Not really, but... I mean, you still haven't gotten... There's no segregation, really, here.
Yeah.
But, you still have a lot of racism.
Yeah.
You know, basically the people that can't believe Obama won and they're upset about it, I guess.
The entire birther movement.
Yes. I can't believe those people are still around. Get over it.
Yeah.
And if you're that mad about it... I don't know. Watch porn or something. I don't know.
Yeah, just people need to get laid.
Yeah.
Preferably by other human beings.
Yes. And also, do you have anything here, too?
So we can... Yeah, well, back then people were basically socially conservative materialistic pigs. And, of course, conservatives are still that way.
Yeah.
And, but it seems a lot of other people have moved on from that. Although, we'll get into that in the next segment.
Well, a lot of people still haven't.
Yeah. One thing, though, is back in the 50s, TV was extremely boring.
Yes.
You might think that, okay, things really haven't changed. But they have. If anything, TV is boring today because it's trying to go for the titillation.
Yeah.
And yet they're not allowed to show tits. But, you know, that's what they're going for.
Yeah. Well, there's, there's good and bad stuff on TV.
Well, there always was.
Yeah.
But by and large, TV is awful. And pretty much always has been.
But you have more choices now.
Yeah.
It's more niche than anything now.
Yeah.
Because there's so many channels.
Mm-hmm.
But most channels don't even need to be around. Like, you could get rid of the NFL Network.
Yeah.
I even like football, but that channel is horrible. That's admitted. And you could get rid of ESPN, too.
Yeah.
Also, I mean... Well, you really couldn't, because then the sports bar would have nothing to show.
Yeah. Well, you should always show the Weather Network.
Yeah. Which is, that's the most pointless channel on TV, it has to be.
Yeah. I mean, if they just had nothing but updates on the weather constantly.
Well,
it used to
be like that, remember?
Yeah.
That's all it was. It was like sunshine. Now they're doing original programming.
Yeah.
Who is watching... original Weather Channel programming.
Somebody's got to be watching it. Otherwise, they couldn't afford to keep doing it.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's mostly just people tuning in on the 8s.
Yeah.
It's that simple. That's,
But even with the internet, how can that channel stay relevant?
Yeah.
You can just look it up faster than say,
yeah, you don't even have to wait for the 8s.
Yeah.
You know?
Like the old... When you go to the channel, remember in the old cable systems, you had the channel that would scroll all the channels?
Yeah.
Which was fucking horrible. You sit there, and it was never on the channel that you wanted to see what was, coming up.
Yeah.
It was and it would just move real slow.
And they always run the previews at the top.
Yeah.
And they were the most brain dead. Even if you wanted to watch the show, it would convince me to not watch it.
Then the worst thing is someone comes in and distracts you, then you miss the channel anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess you could just change it, but
mm-hmm.
at least now you got guides and stuff. So that is better than 1950, which had nothing.
Yeah.
Except, what, one or two channels at the most?
Well, there were typically four channels at best. Plus, yeah. you would have all those... Actually, you did have those really awesome UHF channels.
Yeah. That's the one thing I do miss, even yeah. about the 80s. You had horrible programming.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's more... Cable, it would be nice if cable were like that.
Yeah.
But everything's like homogenized.
Where they just showed whatever they could get for free, or, and then they would have just packages of just the most horrible prints of, like, McHale's Navy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just terrible. You know, and that it was all the syndicated packages, so everything was cut up, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always had the cartoons that were even worse than on Cartoon Network. They were seriously cut up.
Yeah. Why the hell, when, you know, on DirecTV, there's one station that all it is where there's the paid programming things.
Yeah.
The infomercials, that's all it is. Who's watching that channel?
Yeah, it's probably that people pay to put their programming on that
well,
channel.
Well, they do.
That's why they get money for it.
But who's watching it? That's what I want to know.
Well, that's just it. You know, probably nobody watches it, but... compared to, it's probably a lot cheaper to buy it on that
yeah.
than it is to buy it on a real network.
We should do a segment on stereotypes.
Yeah.
Not on races, but on TV watchers.
Yeah.
And we'll pick some show. I think that was something we should do.
Okay, an idea for next week.
Well, anyway, you know, in the 50s, too, everyone... Well, what people think now is in the 50s, like, all families got along and everything was, you know, da-da-da. And it wasn't.
Red Green, well, Steve Smith, the guy who created and played Red, he said, you know, back in the 50s, yeah, our family, we all really did get along for one very simple reason. We were scared of Dad. That was autobiographical, apparently.
Well, too, I mean, people got along, but there was less to do then, too.
Yeah. Well, they really, I have this opinion that things really aren't any different than they ever were.
Yeah.
I mean, because people are really just about the same as they've always been, ever since literacy became common.
Yeah.
People who are illiterate tended to act one way. People who can actually read and write act a different way.
Yeah.
But that's about the only major difference. People are still the same people they were back, you know, 500-600 years B.C.
Except now, I think you have more stuff that promotes assholism.
I think that comes and goes, though.
Yeah. But I mean,
people always were. It's just maybe it's more blatant now.
Yeah. Well, in the 50s, I mean, you say you went to work. Then what would you do when you got home? You'd drink.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you had a TV, you'd watch TV.
Yeah.
I don't know what else you'd really do after you came home from work.
Yeah, because people really didn't socialize back then any more than they do now.
I think maybe a little more, because what else would you do?
Yeah.
I think people then talk to their neighbors more.
Yeah.
Possibly. Maybe not in the cities.
Yeah.
I would say they maybe talk to their neighbors more than they would say now.
Yeah.
Because now it's easier just to stay in your house and not do anything.
Yeah.
And those times you come home, you're like, Jesus Christ, I gotta get out of this fucking house. I mean, really, you'd have your beer, and what are you gonna do? You come home from the office?
Yeah.
Smoke some cigarettes, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it'd be really boring times.